This is an interview for the Shoe Workers Oral History Project at Museum LA. The date is July 24th, 2009, and I'm here with Lorianne Hines, and this is Andrea Lumdier. Lorianne, could you start just by spelling your name for me so I'm sure I have it right?
The last one or the first one?
Both.
The first one is all in one word, LAURIANNE. Hines, HYNES.
And where and when were you born?
Was born in Lewiston, Maine, October 17,
1933. And so you grew up in this community?
Yes.
And what were your parents' names?
Edward and Emilian Tremblay.
And what did they do for work in the community?
My mother worked in the mill. And my father's the one that built the cellar down here where I'm living now. Mr. Boucher, the mayor of Lewiston and Auburn, owned this place. And when he started up, my father happened to be laid off. And the one that made the foundation, this building, a long time ago.
Yeah. So your father did construction?
He did construction, and he was a bedlaster in the shoe shops. Mm-hmm. And my mother worked at the bleachery in the mill. And I don't remember the job she was doing.
So was that Jean-Charles Boucher?
Yes, the mayor. He used to be mayor of Lewiston.
Yeah. And so how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two brothers. One died. One is dead. And I had two sisters. One is dead, too. We were five. Right. There's only three of us left.
What part of Lewiston were you living
on? On the Old Green Road.
Oh, okay.
Right up here. Was born, and at those times where you were born in a home that was, you didn't go to the hospital. So I was born in that block where we lived across the street on the third floor. And my brother was born there, and my two brothers were born there. And my sister was born on the second floor, and the baby one, Sue, was born in the hospital.
So you lived there most of your growing up years?
Oh, yes.
Is the house still there?
The house is still there, but it's all fixed, remodeled.
Right.
Yeah, the block is still there, too, but it's all remodeled.
So what was Lewiston like when you were growing
up? It was nice. We used to go downtown on Saturday afternoons, a whole bunch of us. We used to take the bus, and we used to go downtown. There was Woolworth, there was Christie's, there was Newberry. There was, name it, they had it. There was really news. And it was wonderful to go downtown. Now downtown is like a ghost city to me. There's nothing down there. Nothing that attracts me down there no more.
But that was a big deal at that time on the weekend.
We were at Christie's. That was Bizalion Music Store. If you wanted to hear a record, you wanted to buy a record, you used to go in there. And they used to try it out. My mother and I used to go there every Monday and buy some records. And then at those days, too, at Woolworth, they used to, if you liked a song, my mother, we're all musically inclined. And my mother, when she heard a new piece on the radio, she went down to Woolworth, and they played it for her. And there was somebody there that used to sing it for her, for us.
Oh.
And we bought the music sheets. It was nice in those days. I liked it. Today, I don't like it.
Yeah. Did you play instruments?
Oh, yes. I can play the organ. I play the accordion. I can play the piano.
Oh, wow.
I won a talent contest, and I won a little trophy.
Oh, neat.
I used to work at the Shapiro's when I got laid off on 10th of Madison. I worked at Shapiro's, and the girl entered me in the contest, and I didn't know about it.
Oh,
when
really?
I went on the stairs to get my on the stage to get my cup, I tripped on the wires. I was so shook up.
So this was the Auburn Lewiston Lions Club in 1951.
Yep.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, I try to keep it shiny, but it's hard.
Oh yeah, it's brass.
I keep it for a souvenir.
And so your brothers and sisters played?
Oh, yeah, my sister, my brother used to play the guitar and the harmonica. My brother Roland's got a beautiful voice. He sings. And my sister played the harpsichord, and she plays the organ, and she plays the piano and the guitar. They're all.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, we used to get up there. We used to go to church or hear the family. And after Mass, we used to go to early Mass. After Mass, my mother would get the dinner ready on the stove. And then my father used to take out his banjo. My mother used to be on the piano. We used to sit around and listen. It was fun.
Oh, I bet it was.
There's nothing like that today.
Right. Yeah.
We were close.
And so, besides going downtown to shop, what were some of the other social activities?
We used to go to the dances when I was old enough.
Oh.
We used to go to Cebu Fushi. Morris Gangan played there. And then we used to go to the Jacques Cartier on Lisbon Street. And the Bird Dubois played there. And he's the one that played at my wedding.
Yeah.
Years ago.
So dances were big then.
Oh my God, yes. And we used to have the mixed shower.
What's that?
That was, they used to have a Jack and Jill. They call it Jack and Jill today. We used to have that before we got married. And the money we got from the tickets was ours.
Oh, yeah, that's
we
nice.
Had that, and then we had the, oh yeah, all kinds of good stuff that we don't see today.
Yeah.
There used to be a dance, and we used to wait and reserve the hall, because nobody went to the dance in my days. Well, nobody, but most of us didn't go to the dance during Lent. So we reserved the first Saturday after Lent. So there was a lot of people there. And Donald Morin played the accordion with Bird Dubois, and it was nice.
And what role did the church and religion play in your life?
A lot, because if I wouldn't believe, I would never have gone through what I went through. Everybody goes through everything. I mean, I'm not the only one, but I lost my first husband, died. I got married here. My second husband died, and I had a friend of 7 years, and he's going to make 2 years next month. He died. So I don't want to get attached to them.
Yeah, it's hard.
But I had a good life. They were all good to me. I can't say nothing. I had a good life. Lucky. Got a lot of good memories. Most people don't have that. Most people don't have memories. They say memories, nobody can take that away from you.
Talk to me about how you got into working at the shoe shops. How old?
My Uncle Ray. I was young. My Uncle Ray LaPlante is in he's in Tennessee now. He's the one that I was working at the hospital, and I got to a certain age. I was an assistant dietitian at the hospital at St. Mary's. When I started, I was 12, 13 years old. And my uncles, when I was old enough, I wanted to go work at the shoe shops. I didn't want to go. I went to high school, and those days, you know, wasn't like today. And my uncle Ray says to me, says, there's an opening at Lombard Watson. It was on Main Street in Auburn. And he says, cementing the shoes. I said, sure, I'll take it. So I took it. And when I get it let off from there, I went to Bentham Augustine. And I got laid off from there. I worked there for quite a while. I went to Shapiro's. Then I went to work at I went to work at Dory's Shoe. That's my last place. And then, well, not my last working place, but when I saw they were going to close, I went to put my name in Geiger Brothers. And I worked there for 14 years. That's where I retired.
So you met your first husband.
I met my first husband. I just came out of the convent. I went in to be a nun. And I was sick, and I had to come home, and the doctor had to heal me, you know. I had to get treatments and all that. Nerves, I guess. I don't know. Anyway. And I met him at a dance. I went to the dance. My girlfriend wanted me to go. And I says, nah. I says, I didn't feel like it, you know, because I wanted to go back in to be a nun. And that's where I met my husband at the Jacques Cartier Club. I was with my girlfriend, and we started dancing, and I never went back to be a nun.
No.
No. Wasn't meant to be, I guess, but I wouldn't trade those 6 months for all the money in the world.
Was it a good
Because what I learned, Sisters of Charity, Grey Nuns, in Canada, what I learned there, I wouldn't trade it for all the money in the world. You don't forget that. You can apply it in real life, and it comes handy.
And so you started working at, so the first few shoe shops, they were short jobs, and then you sort of went to Dory Shoe and stayed for a long time.
I stayed there for, was 18 years when I left there.
And what did you do there? Was it, were you a
cementing heels?
Yeah.
Cementing heels, not bottom cementing. See, there's a difference. Bottom cementing, you cement all this around here before they put the sole on. And the heel cementer, it's after that my husband used to put the heels on, and there was no sole then on the shoe, and I used to cement the heel.
And so your husband worked with you at Dory Shoe?
Yeah. Then when my husband died, his wife died, and we started going out. I knew his wife well, and we started going out, and we got married.
So talk to me about your experiences in the shoe shops. What was it like in terms of the work and also in terms of the social aspect and making friends? And
well, the people that I work with, I can't say, well, there's always a few that you know, but you got to overlook it. You know, like my mother said, don't care where you're going to work. There's always something or somebody. And at Shapiro's, I remember one time I got laughed at. I used to have a very hard time with my English until I married my husband, because it was always French in the house. Mm-hmm. And one noon we were eating, and I said to her, I says, gee, I ate a ripe banana in the morning, and she laughed, you know, and she was very sarcastic. She, you dumb frog. She says, you can't even say it's not a ripe banana, it's a ripe banana. So I looked at her, and I says to her, I says, can you speak French? She says, no. Well, I says, at least I'm trying. My mother taught me, when there's people around that don't speak your language, try and speak theirs if you can, the best that you know how. And I says, at least I'm trying, but you're not. And later she came to apologize. We became the best of friends. You meet all kinds.
Yeah.
You meet all kinds.
I like that story. Somebody, yeah.
Yeah, she's, I'll never forget that. That was before I went into Vietnam. That's when I first started working here.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. I tell that story a lot.
So you made some good friends.
Oh, yes. And some of them were still friends.
Well, what was the management like in the shop?
I had good bosses.
You did?
Yeah, John Rue was good because the girls had taken me out. I couldn't tell you that one. The girls took me out when I went in to be an Anna Shapiro. They said, and I never had a drink in my life. I was 18 years old. Never had a drink. So they went, they took me to, it was, he's closed now, where Sakino is? Sakino's.
Yeah.
They took me there. They said, you got to have a drink, Laurie. I said, I can't have a drink. I said, I don't drink. They said, we'll order you one. They ordered me a zombie. I never drank in my life. I went back to work. I was loaded. Took the bus then. We didn't have no cars. And then when I got back, my boss, John Rue, had a pair of dark blue pants on. And he came to me. He says, how are you doing, Laurie Ann? I says, well, you know, Johnny, I says, you got a nice pair of brown pants. He says, Laurie, I think you'd better go home. He says, take the next bus and go home. He says, you're feeling pretty good. I says, I know, I don't drink it. And I said, they ordered me a drink. That girls were laughing. But I was a good sport. I got home, I was feeling good. My mother said, what happened to you? I says, the girls took me out. I says, man, to eat. And I said, I'm going to bed. And I had a drink after that, but I never had a zombie.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, I met a lot of nice girls. And then when I saw some of them wouldn't try, I just didn't bother with them.
Were you working in the shoe shops when they started laying off and closing different places?
Yes, I was working at Dory Shoe then.
Yeah.
And when I saw that it was going down, Arthur Beauchain was my boss. He's dead now. And he told me, I told him that I had gone to give my name at Geiger Brothers. And he says, I says, I could start Monday. He says, go ahead. I says, I have to give you a notice. He says, I'll put it in the office that you did give me a notice. So I went there that Monday, and I went at Geiger's, and that's where I retired. I was there 15 years.
And what kind of work did you do?
Retail. I made those books. Put the books together and when and we got these. There was no cover on it. We got these, those pages. I got so much trinkety. Those pages were all loose in a pile.
Oh, okay.
And this was all alphabetically in another pile.
Right.
They weren't collated. And this, and oh, I didn't forget. Well, it was for me, so I didn't put a, there was a plastic sheet on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And this. And you used to take that and put it here. Put it down. Then you took your AB like that, and then you put it here, and you took two pages, you put it there. And at the end, when you got to the, I don't know if I did that on mine, no. At the end, anyways, there was a page for the zip code and some for the different, yeah, different zip code and a map, a thing like a map.
Right.
Maybe I should have something better on this. We did some big ones, and the wires,
right.
I wired those. I wired them, and I closed the books. No, I didn't put any in mine. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You put those, say something like that too in the big ones.
Oh yes, a map of the U.S.
Yeah, and we had another pile. They were
right.
All collated in order, and we put this at the end, and then we put another.
Mm-hmm.
Thing in another plastic, but I didn't put it for, it was for me, so
right.
I didn't bother.
Right.
But I love my work, and then we did some planners, like these. Well, no, I don't think I have any. We did some planners, and it was the same thing, bigger books.
Right.
8x5,
yeah.
We wired them. And
yeah. How was Geiger Brothers?
Oh, I liked it.
For?
Oh, my God, it was fun working there. But after Ray Geiger died, I retired just in time. After he died,
things change.
Things change. Well, everything changes.
Yeah.
But I can't say nothing. Andrea, your name.
Yeah.
I can't say nothing against them because they treated me good. So.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing today doesn't have anything to do with me. So I can't say anything bad about them.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry. That was the best place ever. And I worked at Raytheon also.
Oh, okay. Was that after Geiger Brothers or before?
Way before.
Way before. Yeah. So talk to me about how, well, you mentioned it a little bit when I asked you what Lewiston was like years ago. In what ways have you seen it change?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. When it's Memorial Day, I wrote a letter to the editor. Memorial Day, there used to be a big parade. There used to be the bands from schools, the big bands and all that. It used to be worth going to see a parade. And the last time I went to parade was when my friend was alive, because he was in the Marine Corps World War II. He went to Iwo Jima, and he was there when they raised the flags and everything. But he never talked too much about it. I never questioned him, because people that seen a lot don't want to talk about it. But anyway, getting back, so we went, he got dressed up and everything with his Marine thing and everything to go to the parade. I was so disappointed in that parade. I called Bert Dutil and I told him. I says, what happened? We stood there an hour waiting for the parade, and it only lasted 15 minutes. No band, no nothing. Thank God for the Shriners, because I says, I'll never go back to another parade again. I've never been. He says, well, now it seems that the high school kids don't want a parade. And the parents, well, they do something that day. It's nice that they're killing the holidays. And we used to have a big Thanksgiving parade. And Santa Claus used to arrive.
Oh, really?
And then the clubs, all the clubs used to get the, oh, what do they used to call that? They used to have it in February, snowshoers.
Oh, okay.
Snowshoers, whatever. And all the snowshoers used to come and have a big parade on Saturday night. And it was so fun to go, you know. And they used to come and that parade Sunday morning. Some of them were feeling pretty good, but who cares? They were having a good time.
Yeah.
So it's changed. It's dead. It's dead now. I don't care if it's the 11th of November or if Memorial Day. There's nothing. A little bitty parade that's not worth to go see. And I don't understand. Portland's got a big parade on that day. And Brunswick's got one. But downtown here, it's.
Have you ever been to the Balloon Festival?
Yes, I have. That was nice too, but I never got into a balloon. It costs too much.
Wow.
But I would have gone. Yeah. Now remember too, Beth Ironwork, my nephew worked there. Beth Ironwork used to have a big picnic at Thomas Point every year. And that year we had a free ride to go in a balloon. Free ticket to go in the balloon. We couldn't go. The wind was blowing too much.
Oh, no.
But see, all those things that we used to have, and now they don't have that.
Did any of your brothers and sisters work in the shoe
shop? Oh, yes. My two brothers were bedlasters. The shoe shop. As a matter of fact, we all worked together in Petamagas, and they worked upstairs, and I worked downstairs. And the shops, you know, they would come in one day, they had a padlock on the door, so then we all switched to the shoe shop. Then my brother ended up by being a supervisor at Pioneer Plastic. That's where he retired from. And my other brother that died was working at L&A Tire. And he went to work at Sears.
Yeah, but a lot of you had to switch professions.
Yeah.
Near the end.
Yeah. And my sister moved to California. It's her there. She's dead, and her husband died. He died not too far after she did from a broken heart. And my other sister, well, now she's got a good job. She's a payroll in Auburn, you know, where you go off Gulf Street, where Rite Aid is.
Yeah.
That street there. Mm-hmm. And she works for makes payroll for all the, she's got a good job. She's younger, she's the baby, so she's still working. The baby's that baby.
Right.
Get her about it. Yeah.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you think is important to add? It's, you know, about your life or Lewiston or shoe working?
Well, I can say one thing too, since the TV came out, and the cars and the computers and everybody has a car, that broke up a lot of good family stuff. We had games, the neighborhood I was living on, the old Green Road, they all had a lot of big families, you know, and they were always coming at my house. And my mother, they owned a lot from the Green Road to Thorn Avenue, they owned the whole land. And they had croquet, and they had badminton, they had horseshoe. And one, we used to switch games, and my mother used to make us some cookies and lemonade, and it was so much fun. And at the dance, they'd all meet at my mother's house. We used to get on the bus, wait for the last bus, because we knew the guy that was running it. And we used to get on the last bus, so we'd all be together. We used to pick up, there were a lot that went down. It was fun.
Oh.
Now everything changes. It's a new generation, and they're doing their own thing. Nothing against that, I mean. But good things never stay the same.
Right.
And me, I'm the kind of. But anyways.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, my dear.